The plan would automatically register people to vote when they get their driver's license. It would also let people register to become permanent absentee voters, where ballots get mailed to them every election. That provision concerns the clerks who run elections. Diane Herman Brown is the Sun Prairie Municipal Clerk and is a vice president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. She says as many as half of all voters could register as permanent absentee.
We feel there will be a large portion of voters that will vote absentee permanently out of convenience because they don't want to go to the clerk's office, they don't want to go to the polls, and it'll be a convenience factor.
Herman Brown says that puts more strain on election workers and jeopardizes the accuracy and integrity of the voting process. And she says the postage alone could drain their budgets. Another piece of the bill would make voter intimidation a crime. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Fred Kessler insisted on the provision that would require someone to live in a ward before they can challenge a ballot in that ward.
I put this in because friends and neighbors know who's there. And I'm troubled when outsiders come in and randomly challenge and delay and frankly, basically intimidate.
So far, only Democrats are backing the plan. West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman said at a public hearing that it was being rushed through the legislature.
It seems to me this bill kind of is designed to assist the lazy or the uninformed.
Other provisions of the bill are less controversial, including a piece that aims to make sure soldiers' votes are counted. The plan could pass Assembly and Senate committees this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.